This is 2009 on Triple J.
Richard Kingswell with you on 2009. Interesting side project around at the moment is Discovery, which is a side project for two quite prominent American musicians. There's Rostam from Vampire Weekend and also his mate Wes from Ra Ra Riot. The album is called LP, came out a few weeks ago, and I'll give you a couple of pieces of music from the album and also a conversation which I had with both of them, which was a little awkward, both of them on the phone line from the States. They told me about their love of futuristic music, which kind of drove this project, and also their mutual love of Usher. But I started off the conversation by asking them about the only cover version which exists on the Discovery album, and it's a cover of the Jackson 5 big classic from the early 70s, I Want You Back.
My love of the song came from a floor mate in college who taught me the bass line on bass guitar of that song, and I didn't really know it until he taught it to me, and then I think it's one of the greatest bass lines ever written. A lot of people don't mention that what we do in the cover, and this happened almost by accident, is that we use the music for the verse to go underneath the vocals of the chorus. It's quite different from the Jackson 5 song in that way, and it was kind of an accident. It's interesting that the song can work on those levels, that you can sing the chorus of the song over the music of the verse, and it still works. I think it's fascinating.
Listen, it's an obvious place to start, but because you're in two quite prominent bands at the moment, I've got to find out how you guys first met and how many years ago it was. Can someone kind of give me a sort of little bit of a potted history as to where your friendship started?
We met at a New Year's party in New York going into 2004, and that's when we, started, realizing that we were both musicians and stuff. So another year later is when we started making music together.
And at that stage, neither of your bands had started up?
No, not until, about 2006.
Did you think of starting a band between you, though?
Well, we went to different colleges, so we couldn't actually get together to make music. And then once our bands kind of took off, we couldn't really get together because we were both on tour so often. So that's kind of the story behind the record, why the record took so much time. But I think we enjoyed being able to come home from tour and work on this project.
And what was the concept then? So what right from the word go, did you kind of think, let's forget about the guitars for this project, let's kind of work with the keyboards and the synthesizers and see what we can develop?
Well, the beginning of the concept was like this album where every song encapsulated a different decade, and one of those songs was supposed to be futuristic, and then sort of the aesthetic of that song kind of took over, and we decided to try to make this album characterized by synthesizers, especially buzzy synthesizers, hand claps, low bass, and vocal harmony, which is one of the things that from day one we were both really interested in.
So that whole idea, Rostam, of kind of, doing a song from each decade, you just completely threw that out.
Maybe we'll take it back up again.
It's because it's not a bad idea. But how many tracks would be on the album? Would it be like 12 tracks, so 120 years?
Go further and further into the future. Songs would get weirder and weirder.
See, I was going back. I thought you're going forward. I'm going back in time.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking, and this is the song on the album inspired by 1890s music.
We could do that. We have the skills.
Rostam, what about the other guys in Vampire Weekend? Because I know you guys have been working on the second record. I mean, did they think it peculiar that you wanted to whack out this Discovery project sort of just in between albums?
Because the Discovery album was something that we'd been working on for 5 years, and it was quite close to completion even at the beginning of this year. We just had to kind of cross that finish line. So Yeah, they knew and they were supportive from the get-go because it was something that we started even before this band. But definitely there was a time when I was waking up in the morning going to rehearsal with Vampire Weekend. We were fleshing out new songs, and then I'd come home at night, and Wes and I would work on finishing the Discovery record. So there was I was like double booked for a while. But looking back on it, it was a really productive time, and I think it was inspiring to me, and I fed off of that, of working in both capacities.
Okay. I actually heard that the Vampire Weekend album you've now pushed back to early next year. You were going to release it in the next couple of months, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it didn't actually have to do with finishing it in time, which we basically did. It was more of a feeling of wanting to have a whole year to promote this record that we'd worked so hard on and we're so excited about. So, yeah, we're thrilled about it and can't wait to put it out.
And that is Rostam from Vampire Weekend talking to me about his other project, Discovery, with his mate Wes, who's one of the members of American band Ra Ra Riot. The Vampire Weekend album, by the way, is going to be released in the first couple of weeks of January, so that date has been set. But let's take another piece right now from the Discovery record. This one actually features, there's only one track on the album that actually features the guest vocals of Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend, and this is it. It's a track called Carby on Triple J.
Girls all around the world telling me that everything I've done before.